Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Pilipinas Mabuhay, welcome to your walk-in call-in community access program servicing the wider Auckland communities and families. This is your Tita Miriam
and Tito Oscar
here to give you bits and pieces of information essential to a happy and healthy living and updates on Philippine news and events and community activities. Listen every Saturday at 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. or anytime online at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word.
Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM on your radio dial, airing every Saturday night from 5:55 p.m. to 6:40 p.m. This is your Tita Miriam.
And Tito Oscar saying to you, Pilipinas Mabuhay, kumusta ang atong mga tagpaminaw sa atong programa? Kumusta sa tanan atong mga kegsuunan sa kahanginan? Dito sa so mga estudyante nato, mga papa, mama, lulu, lula, ug tita. We all have our story or stories to tell. Give me a call and let us celebrate your wins or just talk about some instances that you may have fallen short of your expectation. Sometimes talking to someone can help relieve your burden. Whatever the situation may be, give me a call or message me on our Sinolog New Zealand Facebook page if you need time to chat. Pilipinas Mabuhay is the official radio program for the Santo Niño Sinolog in New Zealand and our OFW station. Tita Miriam.
Oftentimes our day becomes so busy that we hardly have time to pause and reflect on how the day or days have gone by. At this moment in time, join us for some moments of reflection. What we will share with you tonight is a sequel to the articles we shared with you on the 30th of November 2021 radio program in Pilipinas Mabuhay, written by Mark Chernoff, entitled 20 Things That Will Matter a Lot Less to You in 20 Years. So credits go to the writer Mark Chernoff, posted in his website, markandangel.com. Too often, we let the little frustrations of each day blind us to the beauty in front of us. We get caught up in our own heads and literally don't know our lives to be any better than the few things that are not going our way. We call people to complain, or we spew out our gripes on social media. We yell, life is so unfair, and everyone agrees and throws their 2 cents into the gossip pool. Our writer Mark Chernoff listed a few more things that we tend to spend lots of mental and physical energy on when we are younger, that we eventually realize matter a lot less than we originally thought. First is blaming others. Have you ever met a person, a happy person, who regularly evades responsibility, blames and points fingers, and makes excuses for their unsatisfying life? Happy people accept responsibility for how their lives unfold. They believe their own happiness is a byproduct of their own thinking, their beliefs, attitudes, character, and behavior. And although it takes time to fully grasp this, it is a real lesson worth learning. Then, we also look at winning everyone's approval. It is the strength of your conviction that determines your level of personal success in the long run, not the number of people who agree with every little thing you do. Ultimately, you will know that you have made the right decisions and followed the proper path where there is genuine peace in your heart. Also, we have the idea of saving certain overly dramatic people from themselves. Honestly, you can save some people from themselves, so don't get sucked too deep into their drama. Those who make perpetual chaos of their lives won't appreciate you interfering with the commotion they have created anyway. They want your poor baby sympathy, but they don't want to change. They don't want their lives fixed by you. They don't want their problems solved, their emotional addictions and distractions taken away, their stories resolved, or their messes cleaned up. Because what would they have left? They don't know, and they are not ready to know yet, and it is not your job to tell them. Next, we look at the selfish and disparaging things others say and do. If we take everything personally, we will inevitably be offended for the rest of our life. And that just is not worth it. At some point, it becomes crystal clear that the way people treat us is their problem, and how we react is ours. So let us start taking full advantage of the amazing freedom that comes to us when we detach from others, other people's tactics. And we look at winning arguments. Not much is worth fighting about for so long. If you can avoid it, don't fight at all. It really does not matter that much. Don't define your intelligence or don't define your self-worth by the number of arguments you have won, but by the number of times you have silently told yourself, this nonsense is not worth it. So judging others for their shortcomings. We all have days when we are not our best. And the older we grow, the more we realize how important it is to give others the break we hope the world will give us on our own bad days. Truly, you never know what someone has been through in their life or what they are going through today. So, let us just be kind, generous, and respectful, and then be on our way. And we look at society's obsession with outer beauty. As you grow older, as we grow older, what we look like on the outside becomes less and less of an issue. And who we are on the inside becomes the primary point of interest. We eventually realize that beauty has almost nothing to do with looks. It is who we are as a person, how we make others feel about themselves, and most importantly, how we feel about ourselves. And then we looked at fancy and expensive physical possessions. Later in life, our personal wish list for big-ticket physical possessions tends to get smaller and smaller because the things we really want and need are the little things that cannot be bought. And next, we look at all the shallow relationships that just make us feel more popular. It is nice to have acquaintances. Be friendly. Just don't get carried away and spread ourselves too thin. Leave plenty of time for those who matter most. Our time is extremely limited, and sooner or later, we just want to be around the few people who make us smile for all the right reasons. And lastly, in this group of reflections, in this part of reflections for tonight, is distant future possibilities. As time passes, we naturally have more of it behind us and less of it in front of us. The distant future then gradually has less value to us personally. But that does not really matter, because the good life always begins right now when we stop waiting for a better one. Some people wait all day for 5 p.m. Some wait all week for Friday to come. And some others wait all year for the holidays, all their lives for happiness. Don't be one of them. Don't wait until your life is almost over to realize how good your life has been. The secret to happiness and peace is letting this moment be what it is instead of what you think it should be, and then making the very best of it. We may have come a long way, and we are still learning and growing. There are things that we need to consider, some wake-up calls we need to be aware of, so that we will be in the right path to happiness. We will look into them after this music break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM on your radio dial, airing every Saturday night from 5:55 p.m. to 6:40 p.m. This is your Tita Miriam.
This is your Tito Oscar on Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM. It's the official radio program of Santo Niño Sinulog in New Zealand and the official radio program for our overseas Filipino workers. Pilipinas Mabuhay.
Now going back to where we left, may I quote the words from our writer Mark Chernoff. You have come a long way and you're still learning and growing. Be thankful for the lessons. Take them and make the best of things right now. I came across another article written by our author, Mark Chernoff, posted in his website, www.markandangel.com. The article is entitled, 8 Little Wake-Up Calls You Need to Receive Before It's Too Late. Our writer shared an event in his life that he will never forget, which gave him a wake-up call and which prompted him to share this with us. His story goes, for my 18th birthday, many moons ago, my grandfather on my mom's side gave me 4 lightly used flannel shirts that he no longer needed. The shirts were barely worn and in great shape. My grandfather told me he thought they would look great on me. Unfortunately, I thought they were odd gifts at the time, and I was not even thankful. I looked at him skeptically, gave him a crooked half-smile, and moved on to the other gifts sitting in front of me. My grandfather died 2 days later from a sudden heart attack. The flannel shirts were the last gifts he ever gave me. And that crooked half-smile was the last time I directly acknowledged him. Today, I still regret the little thing I did not say when I had a chance. Thank you, Grandpa. I appreciate you. That was one huge wake-up call for me, said the author. One that has served me well for over 2 decades now. And so I share these 8 more wake-up calls that have also served me, some important reminders worth remembering before it is too late. First, we might not have tomorrow to say, I love you. About a decade ago, a co-worker of mine died in a car accident. During his funeral, several people from the office were in tears, saying kind things like, I loved him. We all loved him so much. He was such a wonderful person. I started crying too. And I wonder if these people had told him that they loved him while he was alive, or whether it was only with death that this powerful word, love, had been used without question or hesitation. I vowed to myself then and there that I would never again hesitate to speak up to the people I love and remind them of how much I appreciate them. They deserve to know they give meaning to my life. They deserve to know I think the world of them. Bottom line, if you love someone today, tell them. If you appreciate someone today, tell them. There might not be a tomorrow. Today is the day to express your love and admiration. Second, your judgments of others are often inaccurate. You will never know exactly what another person is going through or what their story, their whole story is. When you believe you do, realize that your assumptions about their life are in direct relation to your limited perspective. Many people you believe to be successful are extremely unhappy. Many people you think have it easy worked their tail off, achieve what they have. Many people who appear to be wealthy are in debt because of their extravagant tastes for material possessions. Many people who appear to you to be old and uncool were once every bit as young and hip and experienced as you. And third, we look at that trying is why most people fail. It is not the mistakes and failures you have to worry about. It is the opportunities you miss when you don't even try that hurt you the most. Trying always leads to success, regardless of the outcome. Even mistakes and failures teach us what not to do next time. Thus, every outcome is a lesson that makes us stronger and wiser. In the end, there is only one thing that makes a dream impossible to achieve: the failure to try. The results we achieve are not based on what we plan to do or what we say we will do. Our life will get better when we get better. Start investing in yourself mentally, physically, and spiritually. Make it a priority to learn and grow every day by building positive rituals and sticking to them. The stronger you become, the better your life will feel. And fourth, patience doesn't mean waiting and doing nothing. Patience involves productive activity. It means doing our very best with the resources available to us, while understanding that the results we seek are worth the required time and effort, and not available elsewhere for any less time and effort. Patience is a realization that the quality of our life is much more significant than the quantity of things we fill it with. Patience is our willingness to accept and appreciate what we have right now, while we put forth a steady, focused effort into growing toward our dreams and goals. We'll have more of this after this music break. And now back to a little thing, little wake-up calls we need to receive before it is too late. You don't need anything more to be happy. Intuitively, you already know that the best stuff in life is not stuff at all, and that relationships, experiences, and meaningful work are the staples of a happy, fulfilling life. Yet you live in a consumer-driven society where your mind is incessantly subjected to clever advertising ploys that drive you against your better judgment to buy material things you don't need or ever want. At a certain point, the needless material objects you buy crowd out the emotional needs advertisers would like you to believe they are meant to support. So next time you're getting ready to make an impulsive purchase, ask yourself if this thing is really better than the things you already have. And the sixth one is, you are not perfect, and neither is anyone else. All humans are imperfect. At times, the confident lose confidence, the patient misplace their patience, the generous act selfish, and the knowledgeable second guess what they know. And guess what? You are human. We all are. We make mistakes. We lose our tempers and we get caught off guard. We stumble, we slip, and we spin out of control sometimes. But that is the worst of it. We all have our moments. Most of the time, you are remarkable. So stand beside the people you love through their trying times of imperfection and offer yourself the same courtesy. If you are not willing to, you don't deserve to be around for the perfect moments either. And seventh, all the little things make a difference. Life is not about a single moment of great triumph and attainment. It is about the trials and errors that get us there. The blood, the sweat, and the tears. The small inconsequential things we do every day. It all matters in the end. Every step, every regret, every decision, and every affliction. The seemingly useless happenings add up to something. The minimum wage job you had in high school. The evenings you spent socializing with co-workers you never see anymore. The hours you spent writing thoughts on a personal blog that no one reads. Contemplations about elaborate future plans that never came to be. All those lonely nights spent reading novels and news columns and comic strips and fashion magazines and questioning your own principles on life and sex and religion and whether or not you're good enough just the way you are. All of this has strengthened you. All of this has led you to every success you ever had. All of this has made you who you are today. Truth be told, you have been broken down 1,000 times and put yourself back together again. Think about how remarkable that is and how far you have come. You are not the same person you were a year ago, a month ago, or even yesterday. You are always growing stronger. And the last but not the least, excuses are lies. Make no mistake, there is always a lie lingering in between a dream and too many excuses. And the lie is you lying to yourself. The excuses and explanations won't do you any good. They won't add a value to your life or improve the quality of it by even the slightest margin. To fulfill your calling and get you where you wish to go in life requires more than just thinking and talking. These feats require focused and sustained action. And the good news is, you are perfectly capable of taking whatever actions are necessary. You just have to choose to actually do it. No one else can succeed for you on your behalf. The life you live is the life you build for yourself. There are so many possibilities to choose from, and so many opportunities for you to build, for you to bridge the gap where you are and where you want to be. Now is the moment to step forward. You are listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM on your radio dial, airing every Saturday night from 5:55 p.m. to 6:40 p.m. This is your Tita Miriam, and now for some music break.
Oh,
The New Zealand Filipino devotees of Señor Santo Niño are preparing for the 9 days Novena Masses at the Santo Niño Fiesta Sinulog celebrations in January 2022. We pray that gathering restrictions will be free up by then so we can all gather to celebrate the feast of our beloved Poon, Señor Santo Niño. However, we have great plans for the celebration in case events will still be restricted to limited numbers. We will give you an update every Saturday from our radio program, Pilipinas Mabuhay. Also, keep an eye on our Sinulog in New Zealand Facebook postings.
Pilipinas Mabuhay is the official radio program of Santo Niño, Sinulog in New Zealand, and the official radio program for our overseas Filipino workers.
We hope you enjoy the articles and reflections we shared with you tonight. If you want to listen to the program after the show, you can go to the website www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word. Once again, the website is www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay. Join us once again next Saturday here in 104.6 Planet FM from 5:55 to 6:40 p.m.
Daghang salamat sa inyong pagpaminaw sa atong programa Pilipinas Mabuhay din sa 104.6 Planet FM. Kumustang tanan natong mga kahigalaan o kaigsuunan din sa Auckland o and the rest of New Zealand. Shout out sa tanan natong mga health workers at essential services workers who are working real hard to provide ongoing services to us all. You are our modern day heroes. Pag-amping ka mo o mag-ampo ta sa kanunay, magpa-vaccinate kayo. This is your Tito Oscar
and Tita Miriam
on Pilipinas Mabuhay!